We're going off centre here because we're going to speak to a competitive eater. Yes, a professional competitive eater. He's from Balcombe Hills in Sydney, 33 years of age, and I urge everyone to Google him because he's fit and ripped as well. And he's part of the MLE, Major League Eating, over there in the States. He's the first Aussie to eat competitively at the home of the MLE, which is Coney Island there in New York. And his name is James Webb. James, morning to you. How are you?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, great to have you on the show. First question, what have you eaten today?
To be fair, nothing. I'm on my way to the gym.
Okay, sweet. By the end of today, what will you have consumed? I was probably thinking you're over in the States, but you're back home at the moment.
Yeah, the competition season's actually finished in America. It starts back up end of January.
Okay.
But to answer your question, today will be... I'm not even sure, to be honest. We'll find out what's on special at Woolies, I guess.
James, can I ask, how did you get involved in eating, and when did you know you could handle eating a lot of food?
Well, look, I've always been a pretty decent size eater growing up in it. So, you know, mum is cooking. But I never realized eating, like, competitively was a thing, or it's popular, or, you know, whatever. So I went to a pub with my missus, and I did a burger challenge. And I won like $500.
Right.
And then like, apparently it was like a big deal. So then I was like on the radio, on the news and things like that.
Yeah.
And it kind of just escalated from there.
James, how does your daily intake of food change in the lead up to a tournament?
So it depends on like the kind of food. Like for Nathan's, because it's hot dogs, right? Yeah. I never really ate hot dogs, so I had to eat a lot of hot dogs to like practice. But for a general competition, I'll just eat like around 10 kilos of food a day to keep my stomach stretched. But like if it's a certain food that I need to practice, like I'll concentrate on that food.
When did you realize you had a talent for this?
You know what? Last year during lockdown, my girlfriend made me a TikTok for a bit of a joke because lockdown was pretty boring. And then I started eating, like, a bunch of food during lockdown for, like, entertainment purposes. And then, like, people were like, holy crap, like, that's a talent, and that's crazy, and you're really good, and stuff like that. So then I kind of realized, I'm all right at this. And then I just kind of rolled with it.
How do you feel after an event? Do you feel, like,
full?
Crook?
Look, it depends what it is, but after most of the competitions, you feel a bit bloated because you're, like, eating food and drinking really quick, so you're gulping in food and water and everything else, air. But... some of them are like only 2 or 3 minutes long. So you can't really eat that much food in 3 minutes. So like you feel okay.
Yeah.
But the 10 minute ones, you feel a bit bloated.
And I'm assuming, is there strategy in eating competitions or do you just go as hard as you can?
Yeah, no, definitely. It depends what the food is again. Like with the hot dogs, for example, you kind of have to separate the hot dog from the bread and dunk the bread in the fluid. Otherwise you can't eat it quick enough.
Yeah.
If it's a burger, normally you pull the burger apart and you eat all like the middle section, like the meat and the cheese and the bacon first. Because like some foods are easier to eat like colder and some are really terrible to eat cold. Like for example, cold bacon.
Yeah.
Like you're most likely going to choke. So you want to eat the bacon first because when it's hot, it goes down easy. Things like chips, bread and stuff, you can eat cold.
Right.
Whereas like a cold burger patty is not the greatest time.
Okay. So... You said the competitive season's just finished. Are you monetizing this okay? Like, is this how much, you know, longevity have you got in this?
Well, there's pretty, especially in America, there's pretty decent prize money. Like, to be fair, like, if you're ever good enough to win the Nathan's contest, that's $10,000 US. But also in America, because it's like a professional league, right? So it's like a national sport over there. They treat it very seriously. There's like 40 events a year. So there's some guys that just travel around America every weekend competing, you know, most weeks of the year. And if you're good enough, you know, normally it's top 5 prize money. If you're good enough, you can earn some pretty decent coin.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because when you talk about eating, you would expect you'd be a big guy, but you're very ripped. So what's your training look like? You must train extremely hard.
Oh, look, firstly, thank you. to be honest, like eating the amount of food I eat and the kind of food I eat, like it catches up to you. So I've put on, you know, a few kilos here and there. But to be honest, if you look at the best eaters around in America, especially, A lot of them used to be elite athletes, like college basketballers, bodybuilders. Actually, Joey, who's the number one in the world, he's a long-distance cyclist, like cross-country, like mountain biking. So, like, everyone's come from a pretty elite, fit background.
Yeah.
So, I guess, you know, it goes from one extreme to the next, right? You know, when you guys know, elite sports, you're kind of pretty strict with what you eat and your training regime and stuff. And then when it's kind of off-season, you can let loose a bit, right? Mm. I mean, some people choose to, you know, have a few beers with their friends. Others choose to go smash, like, 5 kilos of burger.
And Joey, who you mentioned, is naturally the legendary Joey Chestnut. Tell us, what's he like? And what separates him from the pack, so to speak?
Oh, okay. So he's a freak. He's just gifted. Like, honestly, like, probably the best hot dog eater ever, that ever will be, to be honest. But as a person, he's a legend. Like, he's actually such a gentleman. When I first met him, like, he's Joey Chestnut, yeah? I'm just this guy from Australia. And he came and introduced himself to me and, like, was so nice to me, took his time to chat to me. Like, he's actually a top guy.
Mm. What's the biggest sort of meal you've had, and have you ever failed to finish one?
Yeah, definitely. I failed quite a few. Oh, to be fair, it depends. Like, an actual challenge, like there's challenges around in restaurants. You rock up, and if you eat this burger in 10 minutes, you get it for free, sort of thing.
Right.
I've never failed, like, a proper challenge like that. The only ones I failed are the ones where the restaurant's kind of, oh, yeah, come down, we'll make something for you. And they'll put, like, you know, every single menu item on the table in front of you, or, like, it's a challenge for, like, four people or something like that. So, like, for example, I tried to eat Australia's biggest pizza. It was, like, 40 inches, diameter, and it was meant for four people. And I couldn't fit the last two slices. Like, I probably would have died.
Mate, what about this burger I'm seeing on the on this website of you sitting there ready to eat it with the burger rings and stuff? Did you finish all that?
The burger ring. Is it a flat round burger? Or
yes, a flat round burger.
Yeah, it looks.
Right. So that was what started this whole thing. That was at the time one of the biggest burgers in Australia, and like 50 people had failed this challenge.
That's massive.
Oh, is that in the Hunter Valley somewhere?
Yeah, Cessnock.
Yeah, okay. That's the 5 kilo burger challenge. We're looking at the same picture here.
Yeah, that's what started this whole thing.
Oh, okay, right. So that's where you basically, you know, graduated from there and ended up in the MLE.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Tell us about, you know, the reaction and support of, well, you mentioned your girlfriend, your family, your friends. There's got to be people, I'm sure, within your family that are probably concerned about potential health damage, etc. I mean, how do you react to all that?
Yeah, look, to be fair, having ethnic parents, they're a bit, you know, they're like, what the hell are you doing, sort of thing. But to be fair, like, over time, they kind of came around because, yeah, all right, the eating is one aspect of it, but, like, the other side of it is, like, you know, the whole social media, the marketing, the promotional side, like, they see it more than just the eating now. Whereas at the start, they're like, why would you stuff your face? Why would you do that? And then, like, now I'll do a challenge. My mom's like, oh, was that restaurant any good? Like, they actually take an interest in what I do because, like, they see, like, I'm going around meeting people, eating great food and discovering places to go and eat, right? So, like, my mom's always concerned about, like, oh, you know, how do you feel after that or whatever, being a mom, you know? But they have come around to the idea of competitive eating.
So what's your plan, say, in the next 12 months? Where do you compete? Where do you go? And
Look, I'm definitely going to go back to America next year. I just have to work out when. So basically, just after Christmas, they'll release like the first like 3 months of competitions. And then I want to try and do like a few weeks like back to back. So like generally earlier on in the year, they have like it's weekend after weekend after weekend. And then toward the end of the year, it's like, you know, every second or third weekend.
Yeah.
So I want to try go early to America next year and try and do like whether it's 3 or 4 competitions back to back. But also, I've recently discovered Turkey and the UK are, like, crazy for competitive eating. And I'm being, like, tagged in heaps of, like, TikTok and Instagram videos of, like, challenges where you can win, like, some decent coin. So, I don't know. Like, I'll explore that. I'm not sure. But, like, that'll be cool to be able to go overseas again somewhere else and eat.
Well, Clarky, lots, we all have a calling, and James has found his.
I appreciate that.
Mate, we appreciate your time. It's fascinating, and we're getting a lot of texts. One says, just, this is awesome. So it's,
thank you. Thank you.
No, we appreciate your time, and, mate, we'll be tracking you going forward for sure. Thanks so much.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for the opportunity.